Hello, everyone, and welcome to Audio Mode Day 12. I would say welcome to Audio Mode Day 12. I probably shouldn't say welcome to my Audio Mode Day 12, because I'm sure there have been other Day 12s of Audio Mode that then you've already been welcome to them. So welcome to mine, and I am Darcy. That's DHS Darcy on Twitter, and DHS Darcy on Audio Mode, and DHS Darcy on a bunch of places. Don't really have a lot to talk about today. I mainly want to talk a little bit about Apple's WWDC keynote. That is tomorrow at, I think it's 10 Pacific, 1 Eastern, I think. Or it's 9 Pacific, 12 Eastern, I'm not sure. But I think it's 10 or 1. Adjust accordingly. And that's when they tend to announce a lot of their big software changes for the next year, and it should be interesting. I always enjoy these, and so there have been a lot of rumors about what is going to happen, and there's been very little leaked information, so which I always kind of like, because I like knowing as little as possible before these things, just because they really, when it's done well, they really do a good job of presenting this stuff and you're really selling it. And so I like to know as little as possible. There are a few things we can probably guess. Well, there'll probably be an update to iOS. It'll probably be iOS 10. We have heard that the name of the Mac operating system is going to change from OS 10 to Mac OS. It could very well be another California name, like the last three have been. I know this would never happen, but I would love it if they changed the name, if the new name was Rancho Cucamonga, just because I love saying that, and I think it would be hilarious hearing people have to say that all the time. But probably not. There probably will be improvements to watchOS and tvOS as well. tvOS is the one that's least likely, I think, because it's a relatively new product, although I do hope we see some improvements. I don't really know what I want to see there, just that, you know, it would be nice. It's always good to have improvements. I think watchOS is going to be very interesting because I don't have a watch, but it does seem like the people that have them kind of all seem to agree that the notifications are good, and the fitness stuff is good, but a lot of other stuff could use some work. So I'm anxious to see what Apple does to watchOS now that, you know, the watches have been in the field for over a year, and they really, you probably have a much better idea of how people are using them. So I think that should be interesting. I don't really know what I expect to see out of the other, out of iOS and macOS. The rumor is that Siri will come to macOS, which I don't know how I feel about it, honestly. I mean, if I know there are people who want it, I don't know. I don't know how much I would use it. You know, I can do things relatively quickly on my Mac, but like I don't know where Siri would necessarily fit in. But I'd be interested to see it if it does happen. And on the phone, or on iOS, like some of the rumors are on iPad that they could have multi-user stuff, which I think could potentially be good because, you know, not everybody has, like generally speaking, if you have, like phones are more personal, whereas an iPad, you know, a family could have that, especially if you're talking about like the, any of the Pro iPads. And they've already sort of started with this with, you know, iPads in education. So I bet we see some of that. I kind of hope we see some APIs for Siri, because I would love for third party developers to be able to do things to hook into Siri. I keep hearing more and more about Alexa and the various skills that you can add on to Alexa. And I kind of want Siri to have some of that functionality. Like, I think Siri, updates to Siri are long overdue. It kind of feels a little bit like Apple's fallen a bit behind here. And that's sad because they were like, you know, Siri was an amazing thing when it came out. And it doesn't really seem like it's changed too much since then. And that's, you know, 5 years ago. What else? I was thinking there were other things. There are some rumors that they're going to improve Apple Music tomorrow. I don't know whether they will or not. I hope if they do, the Apple Music presentation is a little bit better than it was last year. It was kind of very, it was very meandering, you know, very, very not focused. Hopefully it is, if they do show stuff about Apple Music, it's a little bit better than it was last year. I doubt there'll be much in the way of hardware. People, you know, there certainly have been rumors and stuff, but if there's anything, there might be the new MacBook Pros, because they have, usually in the past, when they've announced hardware at WWDC, it's been stuff that, developers would be interested in. Like, they have announced MacBook Pros there before. A couple years ago, they announced the new Mac Pro there. I don't imagine we'll see phones or the watches or anything like that until the fall. Yeah, it should be interesting, and I'm always looking forward to these. I was like the WWDC keynotes, and I think just about anybody can watch it. You can watch it on Apple's website. You can watch it on, I believe on the phone you can use the WWDC app. One thing I'm not sure is on the television. I don't know if you use the WWDC app or Apple's Live Events app. Maybe they both work. I have both of them just to be on the safe side because I plan on watching it on my Apple TV. And and if you can't watch it live, Apple has a podcast feed where you can subscribe and get their live events. Or you'll be able to watch it on their website. There's lots of places where you can watch it. I think they even have a YouTube channel where you can watch stuff now. And I would expect they'd put it there as well. So, be lots of places. And like I said, afterwards, if you are listening live, you can feel free to... actually, maybe I didn't say this on my audio, but I can't remember now. We're going to do a live stream of Maccessibility afterwards, doing like a post-keynote, like kind of give our thoughts. And so if you are able to listen to stuff afterwards, after Apple's done with their keynote, you can tune into Maccessibility if you like. And I won't give all the URLs and stuff here, but if you follow the hashtag... Excuse me, if you follow the hashtag VO Live, so VO as in voiceover, live, if you follow that on Twitter, you'll find all the information you need for how to listen to us tomorrow. So I think that's going to do it for my audio mode for today, and I will be back with more tomorrow.